In the Kingdom of Bhutan, which thrills to the compositions of Bijit Liederman, who writes her theme music, archery is the national sport and a source of folklore. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to the Himalayan country to discover why it's more than just a game.
There's nothing restrained about archery in Bhutan. It's played with gusto and ritual. With every arrow that hits the mark, Bhutanese archers line up, face the target, and break out in a song and dance. Contestants say this recent tournament was in honor of the country's two-year-old royal prince, whose parents are Bhutan's glamorous young king and queen. Legend has it that the father of the first king used his archery skills to vanquish a general of invading British forces in 1864. Judging by the competition underway, mastering those skills is no mean feat. Archer Yeshi Norbu explains that half the members of each team shoot, while those not shooting gather on the other end of the field around the small target. It's festooned with streamers of different colors, which archers wave back at their teammates to signal where their last arrow landed.
One carriage show, 2 points, or balls are getting 3 points.
You score 2 points when it's a hit. You score 3 points if you hit the bullseye. You score 1 point when an arrow is very close to the target at an arrow's distance.
The first team to reach 25 points wins. The target is no more than a narrow board, and the length of the field makes hitting it all the more remarkable. When an archer lets loose an arrow, it must travel 140 meters, twice as long as the range used in the Olympics. When an Olympian hits the mark, we don't really appreciate it all that much, says Ugin Thrinle. They shoot a short distance. They have coaches and advanced composite bows, which he says are much more accurate than the traditional equipment we use. In a small workshop beside the archery field, a young man sharpens arrowheads. The shaft is made of simple bamboo, just like the bows. Yet, with their powerful draw and release, these archers can send an arrow hurtling across a range that is half again as long as a football field. I challenge any Olympian to play our game, Thrinle says. Yeshi Norbu's team is already out of the competition. But he says it's really not about winning. He says archery traditionally has been the social glue that binds Bhutan's communities. Everyone turns out. Through an interpreter, Norbu says his 13-member team was fielded from the village where he grew up.
And when we assemble team, it's a social exercise of getting to know each other, meet new people, and it's much more than a game of archery.
Village women fuel the fun, jeering the other team and serving the players the local brew. Thrinle says we drink to loosen up. Plus, he says,
some archers, they tend to get good aim after drinking.
One archer wanders into the tent on the tournament grounds, cracks a can of beer on a table full of empties, takes a sip, and heads back to shoot. Yeshi Norbu says, not everyone is so abstemious.
It's very common in an archery match. It's very traditional and cultural to drink alcohol during matches. Yes, and sometimes some players drink too much. And during such times, mishaps happen.
Like the recent mishap involving Norbu's teammate, who took an arrow in the back.
Nothing serious. We took him to the hospital.
Got him a tetanus shot.
And then he recovered. So, of course, there are occasional mishaps, but it is not very common.
As tough as Bhutanese archers are, they aren't above consulting astrologers or asking the help of the deities to emerge victorious and unscathed. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Thimphu, Bhutan.